I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who takes us on a visit to the Emperor Nero's Domus Aurea, a place which, unfortunately, very recently caved in. At least part of it did, owing to water seeping in during heavy rains. The Domus Aurea, that's somebody's house.
The golden house of Nero, because he had it gilded with gold.
It's actually written Aurea, isn't that right?
It's golden. Yeah.
Golden.
Because aurum is gold.
But it doesn't mean breeze in Latin, aura?
No, aura. I always tell my students, one letter will kill you. Aurea is golden. Aura is breeze. This is the gold in the gilded house of Nero.
What did he get up to in there?
Well, he built that whole area of the whole city was his house, which is now underground. And he had this gilded and so forth and so on. It's very, very important.
Was gold very precious in those days?
Still, yeah, it was and still is.
Yeah.
And he decided to do the ceilings. This has all been lost, of course.
The next question refers to gold again. There's this expression in English which says, all that glitters is not gold. Well, this isn't the case because this did glitter
and it was
kind of golden.
That's a expression. There's
How
a Latin.
Does one translate that?
Non sunt aurea quae fulgent omnia. This is Publilius Syrus, who was a man on the stage in Caesar's time and had these one-line phrases which have come also into English. And he says, omnia quae fulgent non sunt aurea. All things which shine are not gold. This is from Caesar's time.
So I was going to play a little game, but you actually
played the game. Well, no, play the game. Go on.
I was going to take you to Hadrian's Villa, but we can do that some other time. Nero was a strange character, wasn't he? But he was obviously very wealthy. Did he care about money? Did he suffer from avarice?
The wealthy thing, the fact is he was his problem, as Caligula's problem was, he was a genius. And he was precocious. And he was a child genius. And most of these people, even today, got it, who are genii, you know, IQs, intelligent quotients, you know, most of them burn out by the time they're 40. So the fact is he was, and when he was in his teens, he spoke in Greek and Latin. He was a gladiator. He's a painter. He was a musician. He was everything. That was his problem. He was too smart for his age.
So he burnt out and he burned down
He burnt out and the fact is he became emperor. And he was 21 when he became emperor, you see. 54 to 68, okay. Okay, 14 years. So by the time he was 35, he was finished. And he became kind of like went crazy. He was too smart. He was precocious. He was a child genius. That's what he was. He wasn't crazy from the beginning. He kind of became that way. And so wealthy and stuff, of course, wealthy he had the whole world.
And a big thank you there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who for many years was the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.